With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A senior UN official says talks on the Syrian situation should include discussions on a resolution for an orderly transition of power. Here's Charles de la Desma.
The UN's special envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, has called for urgent political talks as well-armed insurgents close in on Damascus.
I'm pleased to say that the ministers and all I'm talking to are backing this call. The need for an orderly political transition has never been more urgent.
Speaking to reporters at the annual Doha Forum in Qatar, Pedersen said the talks in Switzerland would discuss the implementation of a UN resolution. The one adopted in 2015 called for a Syrian-led political process, starting with the establishment of a transitional governing body. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on Donald Trump visiting France today. It is his first international trip since the November election.
Donald Trump met privately with the president of France ahead of the reopening ceremonies for the Notre Dame Cathedral. At the Élysée Palace, French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed Donald Trump.
It's a great honor for French people to welcome you.
The two men are resuming the relationship they established during Trump's first term. First Lady Jill Biden is representing the White House at the event. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Well, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today says the United States will provide nearly $1 billion more in long-term weapons support for Ukraine. Biden administration rushing to spend all of the congressionally approved money it has in order to boost Kyiv before Donald Trump takes office. This is SRN News. Well, the Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students. And yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a two-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus Christ on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses. This is SRN News. There is a settlement on an amusement park death.
A jury in Orlando, Florida, has awarded $155 million each to the parents of Tyree Sampson. Sampson, who was 6'2" and nearly 400 pounds, fell 70 feet to the ground from Icon Park's Orlando Freefall ride in 2022 after a safety harness was too small to fit him and didn't lock properly. His parents sued Funtime, the Austrian company that manufactured the ride. They also reached a settlement with Icon Park for the death of the 14-year-old school football player.
There's a great deal of happiness and pride right now in Arkansas. The reason? The nuclear submarine USS Arkansas has been christened. That comes nearly a decade after the Navy announced the sub would bear the state's name. More details at srnnews.com.